We're recording. Okay, we're going to do today, it's October 12th, 2004, and we're going to do ATM lesson number 67, lengthening the leg into pulling movements while rolling. Okay, so go ahead and take a moment to lie on your backs. Notice what your contact is like with the floor this morning. Observe how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor. Your spine, your pelvis. Observe how your legs are lying on the floor. Yeah, you can scoot a little bit over this way. Linda can scoot a little over that way. And then go ahead and bend your knees. Bring your feet up to standing. Bring your right knee up over your chest so that your right hand from the outside can get a hold of the right sole of the foot. That's it. So your knees are bent, both feet are standing, and then you bring the right knee into the chest so that the right hand can get a hold of the arch of the foot. That's it. And in this position, just begin to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling and bend it back down. And for those of you that it's not possible to get to the arch at this point, you can grab a hold of either your sock or your pant leg or your ankle. And you're just folding the leg and straightening the leg. We're not concerned about completely straightening the leg. We're just feeling what the movement is like to fold it, to bend it, and straighten it. Good. And pause for a moment. Let your right leg come down. And now bring your left knee into your chest and get a hold of the left foot with the left hand. Again, if you come from the outside, you want to go underneath the arch. But if you can't reach the arch, you can go for the ankle or your sock. The rest of you remains on the ground, so you observe what happens when you lengthen the left leg and bend it. What happens with your left arm, the chest, the ribs. That's nice. And let it go and please rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and once again, bring your right knee into your chest. From the outside, get a hold of the right sole of the foot or ankle with the right hand, and begin to lengthen the leg up towards the ceiling and fold down. And think of, lengthen it up and down. So you lengthen your leg up and down and beginning to think of rolling yourself over towards the right side. Feel what you need to do with your pelvis. The left knee can stay up. So your left knee stays up and your left foot. So what needs to happen is your pelvis can roll. Your ribs can roll. That's it, Linda. So you learn to differentiate out the hip joint. Excellent. So find a way to let the pelvis and your ribs and your chest all roll to the right. But can you keep that left knee standing, the left foot standing? Good. And now this next time, allow the left knee to tilt itself inward so that it hits the floor, so it kind of comes to the right side as well. Good. And see if that allows you to go all the way over onto the right side. And again, you're lengthening the right leg at the same time. So you come back onto your back, you start in a folded position, and as you start to lengthen the right leg up towards the ceiling, you arc over to the right side, allowing the left knee now to come over to the right side as well. You rest or pause for a moment on the right side and come back to your back. And pause and rest for a moment. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, bring the right knee up into your chest. Once again, get a hold of the right foot from the outside with your right hand. And see if you can now lengthen your left arm up along the floor to rest by your head. So the back of your hand is on the floor, if possible long, so that there's very little bending in the elbow. That's it. Now continue the same movement we just did previously of lengthening the right leg up and rolling, so to speak, over to the right side, allowing your left hand to drag above you and turn over. So there's a moment when the palm turns over and it's palms down. And then you return back onto your back and the arm and the palm rolls back so that the back of the hand is in contact. So in a way, your left arm is making an arc above your head. And your right leg is arcing from above you over to the right side. Good. And that left knee folds over to the right, resting on the floor. And again, if you can do it just one more time, bring yourself over to the right and just stay there for a moment. So both knees should be touching the floor, over to the right, the left arm above you with the palm down. And now with the left knee, see if you can do a movement of sliding your left knee up to touch your right heel and away. So it's a sliding movement, not the foot, the knee. So that's it. Slide the knee up. That's it. To touch your right heel. So that means both knees are bent. That's it. So, and it means fall. Can you let the pelvis roll further over? So you're more and more over your shoulder, even more. That's it. And now you can straighten the leg up a little bit more, the right leg. That's it, to get the left knee on the ground. So you want the left knee on the ground, and now you slide it up. So the constraint is your knee, your left knee can't lift away from the floor. And if it does, it means that you haven't rolled enough onto your right side. Excellent. Okay, and let that go. Roll slowly onto your back and rest. And once again, please bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. And we're going to go to the left side. So bring your left knee up into your chest And the left hand comes underneath the left arch to hold the left foot again from the outside. If not, the ankle is fine, wherever you can get a hold of. Begin to lengthen the left leg up towards the ceiling, and at the same time you start to roll to the left. And the constraint is to keep the right knee and foot standing. So first of all, find out what you need to do in the pelvis. So the right side of the pelvis can lift and roll, but the knee doesn't have to go with it. And that's it. Push the belly out. Let that pelvis roll. Let your pelvis roll even more. You've kind of gone back to some of your old behaviors here of pulling this back. Let this. Good. Now the next time that you go over, go ahead and allow the right knee to tilt to the left. Good. Feel that. That's nice. And roll back onto your back and take a moment to pause, lengthen your legs and rest. So one of the most important things with doing this movement is to be able to differentiate the pelvis and the hip joints. There's times when they move together and then times when they don't need to. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Bring your right arm above you to rest on the floor, and the back of the hand should be making contact with the floor. With your left hand, reach down and get a hold of the left foot. And once again, as you lengthen the left leg up towards the ceiling, you begin to take it over to the left. And what happens is your right hand and arm makes an arc above your head, and it rolls over itself so the palm faces down. So eventually come all the way over to your left side. Both knees are resting on the floor to the left. And your palm is resting on the floor above your head. That's it. And then you reverse the movement. So that means you go back to what we'll call the starting position. That's it. Now stay over there for a moment. And see if you can have your right knee slide along the floor to approach the left heel. So the knee needs to be in contact with the floor, the right knee. It should never lift. So if it starts to lift, then you're not lying enough on your left side. That gives you a clue. And figure out what you need to do with your ribs, your pelvis. There are times where we think some movements are not possible, yet there's other people in the class able to do it. So the bigger question is to ask yourself, what do I need to learn to do that I'm not doing that makes this possible? It's never a question of that it's not possible. It's about what you need to learn. That's nice. Very nice. And slowly let that go. Roll onto your back. Pause and rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. This time bring your right knee into your chest and get a hold of the right arch from the outside again with the right hand. So that's our we'll say, consistent beginning point. Your left arm is resting above you on the floor.
Above?
Mm-hmm. Above your head. The same thing you've done before. And go first over to the right, again, arcing your leg, going up to the ceiling first, and then over to the right. So everything comes to the right, and then reverse the movement, and then go to the left. So you lengthen the right leg up towards the ceiling, across yourself, and you place it on the floor to the left of you. And again, the left arm will roll over itself again so that the palm comes down. So you're actually making an entire rotation around the left shoulder joint. And think that you're making an arc, as if you were drawing an arc with your right big toe, going from the right side, up the right wall, across the ceiling, and down over to the left wall and to the floor. And you're just allowing the left leg to passively follow along. And notice, do you have a preference as to which side you'd like to lay on? Which side feels easier or more comfortable? Or perhaps it's just a sense of familiarity. That's it. Which side is it that feels more familiar? Is it when you're to the right or to the left? And the other thing to take note of is this position with the legs staggered, I'll call them. They're not stacked, which is really the most common position for people to sleep in and rest in, specifically babies and children, but we forget that that's an option as we get older. Okay, come back onto your back and rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. This time, please bring your left knee into your chest. Reach down with your left hand to get the sole of the foot. This means that your right arm will be lengthened up along the side of your head, above your head, the back of the hand in contact. And you start to lengthen the left leg and start off by rolling to the left. And then once you go all the way over to the left, you come back onto your back and go all the way over to the right. So you pass through the center. And feel the arc that your right arm makes above your head. So your palm turns over no matter which side you're on, which is a really important aspect to take note of. As soon as you go to your side or to be on your stomach, the palms are down. And when you're on your back is the moment, or as you approach your back, when the back of the hand makes contact. Notice as you continue to go from the left through the center to the right, how it feels to lie on each side. So you just pause for a moment. Notice, is there again a side that's a preference, or maybe it's just a familiar side, that if you were to fall asleep, that you could fall asleep on one of these sides? Which side would it be? That's nice. And the next time that you come to your back, you can let it go and rest on your back. Once again, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Bring your right knee into your chest. Get a hold of the right sole of the foot. Lengthen your left arm up above you. That's it. And now lengthen your right leg up and bring yourself once again over to the right and stay over there. So find a way, that's it, to rest over there. And your left leg should be resting on the floor to the right, the knee. And now instead of thinking of moving the knee, which we did earlier, begin to move the pelvis. So think of the left side of your pelvis, not rolling, coming up towards your ribs and then pulling down as if you were going to pull yourself up to sitting. So you're just thinking now of the left side of the pelvis moving down and up. It's a lateral movement. So when you move it up, you like scrunch the ribs together on the left side. And then you imagine that I come along and pull the pelvis down. That's it, Kristen. And another way to think of the movement to help you is allow the ribs on the right side, the side that you're lying on, to lift as the pelvis pulls down. So as the left side of the pelvis pulls down, you feel the ribs arc. And the top of your head presses into the floor. That's it, Linda. So the side top of the head. So where your right ear is, you go to that where that part of the top of the head is. It presses into the floor. The ribs on the right side slide up away from the floor, and the left hip pulls down. That's it. Good. Now just pause for a moment in this position as if you were going to sleep. Just stay here, but just have a pause. And now with your left arm, begin to have your left arm sweep in front of you. Make an arc from the top of your head down to your right foot. But you want to always keep the palm or the fingertips as much as possible in contact with the floor. So how can you sweep? That's it. The left arm in front of you to reach all the way down to the toes. Good. And back up. And now can you do the same movement, including your head, so that your head and your hands sweep in front. It's as if you drag your nose along the floor or in front of you. So your nose really isn't touching the floor, but it can. And it's as if you're bringing the nose towards your right knee as your hand sweeps down to the foot. And suddenly you may feel a moment as you do that, that the left side of your pelvis pulls down. That's it. Sweep, sweep, sweep. Good. Okay. And let's roll onto the back and rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Bring your left knee into your chest. Come from the outside to get the left sole of the foot. Bring the right arm above you. So this is like your starting position. And begin to take yourself over to the left. And once you're over there, you're going to stay over there. That's it. And start by doing the movement with your right pelvis, the right side of your hip joint, pelvic area. So you're thinking that it's going to pull down. Down is in the direction away from the rest of you. And as that right hip joint or the right side of the pelvis pulls down, the ribs on the left side, the side that you're lying on, arc up. And to help this, you can press the side of your head into the floor. So it's like 3 or 4 inches above your left ear. Kind of around where the temple area would be, a little bit behind the temple area. You press that part into the floor, which supports the ribs arcing, and at the same time, the right side of the pelvis pulling down. And then the opposite you begin to do, which is to kind of scrunch, to shorten the right side of your pelvis, pull it up, because what goes down then needs to come up. There's some of us that you may experience as if you can't get that side down. And if that's the case, then it means it's already down as far as it can go. And that you always do that. So shorten it. Down. Away from you. Down means in the direction towards your foot. Good. Now, just pause again, resting in this position. So just see how you can make it as comfortable as possible. A fun exercise to do on your own is to get into a position like this and then to do like a body scan for yourself and ask yourself, is there a place that I'm still holding? Am I really allowing my head to be heavy? Am I really allowing my right arm to just rest? Am I holding the shoulder? It's a really interesting exercise to do in bed because often you put your head down on the pillow, but you really don't let it go to sink into the pillow. And that's what we call that parasitic effort, where we're doing muscular work when there's no requirement. Okay, so now begin to do the movement of sweeping your right hand and arm out in front of you. So it goes from the top of your head out in front of you to eventually maybe touch the left hand, the left foot. That's it. And then you take it back up to your head. And then you can begin to bring in the movement of your head. So your nose, your face, sweeps forward too, as if your nose was going to touch your knee. How could you get your nose to your knee? What would you need to do with the upper body, the upper back? That's it. Because it is possible. See if you can kiss your knee, your right knee. Sorry, the left knee. Excuse me, your left knee. The other right knee. We have two of them. That's it. Kiss the knee. So maybe you bring the knee up a little closer. That's it. Could you even come beyond the knee? So if you start to bring your nose and mouth beyond the knee, we start to go into this movement as if we might come up to sitting, side sitting. Excellent. Good. Okay. And let it go. Roll onto your back and rest. Are you breathing? The best indicator to know if you're breathing is that when you come back onto your back, if you feel like all of a sudden you're breathing more then, probably means you've been holding your breath during the movement. So that's another question to ask yourself is, do I need to hold my breath to move? See, a lot of us are conditioned that way, to hold our breath to do a movement. Yeah. Well, that's okay. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring both feet to standing. And this time, bring both knees up over your chest. So the right hand gets a hold of the right foot and the left hand gets a hold of the left. Okay? And begin to lengthen the legs up towards the ceiling at the same time and bend them back down. Just start with that. And see if you can feel how the lower part of your pelvis can even lift off the floor. Your buttocks lift almost as if you're going to swing your legs over the top of your head. That's it. Good. Now, begin to roll yourself to the right by lengthening the left leg up towards the ceiling a little bit more than the right. So both of them can lengthen, but you lengthen the left a little bit more than the right. That's it. And then they end up bent over to the side. Then you lift up and lengthen towards the ceiling to roll onto your back and then go all the way over to the left. So you've got to lengthen the right leg more. That's it. It's the opposite side that has to lengthen more to roll you. So if you're going to roll to the right, the left leg has to pull harder and longer so that the whole back lifts. That's beautiful. That's it, Linda. So if you're going to roll to the right, lengthen that left side. And feel how your entire back can just roll. It becomes very soft and your head rolls along. There's no need to lift the head. The head will change its contact with the floor, but you don't need to lift it at all. See how easy and effortless the movement can become. And ask yourself, are you breathing? Or are you holding your breath? Good. And come back to your back and rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Get a hold of just the left leg so your left knee comes into your chest. Okay, good. And begin to lengthen the left leg and roll onto your right side. Just roll over to your right side. Yeah, the other arm's just straight out in front of you. It can rest on the floor, the right arm. There you go. And roll back again. Good. Keep a hold. And now this time, lengthen once again your right arm up above your head. Take yourself over to the left. Come all the way over to the left. Left. There you go. The left. And stay there. Find a way to allow that right knee to rest on the floor. Just really get comfortable. What do you need to get comfortable? That's it. That's right. Now start to slide your right arm in front of you along with your head, coming in front of your knee and then below your knee to eventually come up to side sitting. And the idea is to really slide the head and the arm as much as possible down to your left knee and if possible in front of the left knee. Before you come up to sitting, before the right hip joint starts to pull you up. And once you come up to sitting, when you go to place your head down, place your head straight in front, right over yourself in the midline. That's it. Can you bend this down a little bit more, like this? Okay, now let that arm, though, get above. Okay, keep on going. Go all the way. That's it. Let's see. Okay, it's okay. Come all the way up. Now get your hand under there. There. Now, let's figure out what you need to do with that shoulder. So just continue to go at your own pace. Pause. Come back up, Linda. Now take your head towards me down. And as you do so, bend the left elbow in front of the knee. There. Okay, try it again. That's it. I know. Now, wait. But head here first. So when you come up to the sitting position, even if you can't do it to get up to sitting, always return this way where you drop your head down in front of you all the way. All the way. There you go. This doesn't need to bend quite as much. There, see if that helps. Can you let your bottom lift up? There. Okay, then start to go down. Now even come back here to pause and just try to figure out what you need to do here. You can even put this hand here. That's it. And then you can even do that. Lift up your butt. There. And lift it up. Now there. Can you head touch now? Almost? Oh, I know. Okay, scoot back and I'll help you. So just continue at your own pace and then we'll pause in a moment. There. I didn't know my butt could do this. There you go, my back. Now, so is your head down?
Yeah.
So if you want to, everybody come to the position where you're in sitting. And take your head straight out in front of you. And what you can do is you can pivot and come up onto the knees to lift the pelvis as high as you want until the head's down. Then you're not allowed to lift the head. You lower the pelvis back down and you just go a little bit and you'll find a way that, look at that. Then you can do it. Learning is so miraculous. It's amazing how if you struggle with one little piece. Okay, so see if you can put this hand here. So you come again to the sitting position where your legs are sitting cross. You've got the right leg behind you and the left leg bent in front of you. Okay? And you take your head forward, down to the ground. And you can move. So that's not a good choice. A good choice is this hand goes here for balance. And you can take this hand and put it in front of you. Why does it have to stay back there? You don't need that hand back there. Not if you're coming forward. Right? Take your head down. Down. That's it. Take this still forward. So walk your hand out to support your body. Walk this hand. We don't need to go over there. You need to go here. There you go. Keep on going. Okay? So you're going to come up on your knees. There. Okay. Now, Good. Let's spread this knee. There. Okay. Good. And now, is your head down?
Mm-hmm.
Is it all the way down?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not touching yet.
On the floor.
There.
Okay.
There. Is it on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody should have their head on the floor, your butt in the air. Now, keep the head down. Just kind of sit back and up and back and up. Good girl. That's it. Good. Now, come back. Back. Is my present today the ring for helping you, Linda? Good. Now feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Let this go. Now you can come here. Now I'll let you. Look at that. Let this all go. Okay, and everybody go ahead and lie on your back and rest. Excellent. Well, we'll get there. Sometimes we can take little minuscule shortcuts to understand the idea. So, in this lesson, where do you think the requirement of the most, if we were to use the word flexibility or mobility, where is it coming from so much? Ribs ribs, trunk, hips, pelvis, but I think the biggest is our trunk. It requires a lot of folding, twisting. Just rest for another moment. Okay. Now bend your knees again, bring them standing. And let's see, we want to get a hold of the right leg, correct? Bring the right knee into your chest, get a hold of the right sole of the foot. Your left arm is lengthened above you on the floor, and you smoothly and gracefully roll yourself to the right, which you all know how to do, allowing the left leg to come along for the ride. So you're automatically in this position of lying on your right side. Your right knee is up closer to you than your left, but the left knee's on the floor, right? Good. Now you start to sweep the left arm in your head along the floor, bending, folding your back and your ribs, whatever it takes to come over, come to kiss your right knee and come over. And keep using your left arm as your stability. So you use that hand along the floor to help you. And your head needs to stay as close to that arm as possible. And that requires, you see, Linda, the bending of the ribs. Both sides, the whole back. That's it. And there's a moment when your head and your hand come in front of you that you can start to come up to sitting. You feel the left side of the pelvis pull down, which pulls you up. Now, when you're in sitting, take your head straight out in front of you. If you can't, pivot on your knee and your foot. No, not that knee. That knee. And let this come in more. Shoop. There. But now stop right there and get this hand connected with the foot again. There you go. Silly girl. Now lower your pelvis back down. Find a way to let your back lengthen. That's it. Oh, look at you. Much better. Now, let's get that guy there. See, I acquired another ring. Linda's.
I'm going to say, holy crap.
I must have
done really something bad.
Okay. Down. Let your butt come up. So that means we're going to bring weight onto this knee. Okay. There. That's a girl. There. Don't let this foot go back there. Keep that knee. You're fine. Okay. Do it again. Bring all your weight onto that knee. Okay. Now stop right there. Your head needs to be over here. That's it. And your hands. That's it. Good. 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 Now, come up again. There you go. So everybody continue playing with coming up onto the knees if you need to lift your buttocks in the air and then sitting back down without the head coming up. And then you roll onto your right side. I know. This is going to stretch the heckers out of things. That's it. Okay, now is your head down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yay. Okay. So now we're going to go over here. You don't need to lift. So this can come underneath you to fold. Yeah, you don't want to be weight-bearing on here. There. But just slide this under. Otherwise, you're going to hurt your shoulder. There you go. I got you. There. That's it. So hold the foot. That's it. The issue is your elbow. You allow the right elbow to get in the way. The elbow can bend and let it go. Now, it can come as you sweep in front of you. Right there. That's it. You see?
But then how do I?
Then you can pull this in.
That's the thing. I just don't think we're supposed to do it.
You can. And this is excellent for the little ones to watch you do this because they, too, will be doing this shortly if they're not already doing this. Are they grabbing their toes and hands now, right? Yeah. So they will love this. If you get on the floor and do this, they'll go nuts with you. They'll love it. They will. They'll just think it's great. Okay, come onto your back and rest. We're going to do one more movement. Take a breather. You know, there's been times where people have tried to make a movie from a child's perspective or a baby's perspective. It's one of those things that you can't do because we don't know what that experience would be like. But imagine, you try to imagine being this little thing and you're always down on your back and everything's happening up and, you know. So if your mommy gets on the floor and she starts to roll around and is on the same level, rolling, holding her feet, how different that would be. Okay, so one more time, bend both knees and bring both knees up into your chest. Get a hold of the right arch with the right hand and the left arch with the left hand. And begin to lengthen the legs up. And as you do so, you roll to each side. So remember, it's as you're lengthening the opposite leg. Let's say you lengthen the right leg, you roll to the left. And then you go back onto your back and roll to the right. And then possibly, would it be possible for you to come all, that's it, all the way up to sitting and then go back down. But now when you come up to sitting, Linda, swing that right leg behind you. Uh-huh, there you go. That's the one little place where it's about your shoulders and your elbows that you get a little confused. Now go back down and bring the knee into your chest. That's it. So there's a moment when the elbows and knees alternate. That's it, Kristen. You're doing great. That's excellent. That's it. Good. Up, but the knee's got to be down and swing the foot behind you. There. There you go. Now, can you make it faster? You're doing super. Good. Uh-huh. We did. It's a different lesson. Okay. And then bring that to a close and return to lying on your back and resting. Feel how you're lying on the floor now, how your shoulders feel, how the ribs, your trunk, your pelvis. Perhaps you have a sense of aliveness now. Feel more energized. This is also a way that you can roll to your side and come up to sitting. So you can get a hold of the feet or get a hold of one arch or just do the movement of rolling to your side to the side sitting position and then using the pelvis. That's it, coming up to sitting and then coming up to standing. And then once in standing, just observe how it feels in standing. How your shoulders feel, your back, and just walk around. Observe walking. How light and effortless your legs feel now. Okay, so you guys did a great job, and we'll see you next week.